For 18 months, I attempted to negotiate with Parliament TSB. I outlined a number of options that I deemed favourable to both parties. However, they never negotiated or put into place any specific supports for vulnerable, defective block homeowners, and had always responded with, "We have agreed to support customers by way of payment breaks or applications for further advances subject to credit assessment. The offer of a mortgage break would be an additional cost to me and credit only subject to normal lending criteria." I ask the committee here today, do you believe that the bank should continue to profit from families who are having to deal with this horrendous situation that is not the fault of the homeowner? Having nowhere else to turn, I raised a complaint with the Ombudsman, and through a mediation process, it was deemed that the bank's position had not changed, reiterating their final response dated the 15th of August 22. The Ombudsman had informed me that Parliament TSB had responded by saying this is not the bank's fault. A rather callous and unsupportive response from the bank, as we are all aware that this disaster has occurred due to the lack of enforced regulations by government and government agencies. In addition, may I respectfully remind the committee that the state retains a 57.4% shareholding in Parliament TSB.